From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Pentagon officials are revealing new details of a U.S. attack last week on a convoy of vehicles headed towards Syria from Iraq. Several people on the ground are said to have been killed in the attack. U.S. officials will not say whether Saddam Hussein or his sons were themselves thought to be in the convoy. Joining us now with more information on the attack is NPR's Tom Gelton at the Pentagon. Tom, this attack apparently came last Wednesday. Why are details only coming out now?
Basically, Melissa, because the Pentagon did not want it out. And the reason for that is that this is very clearly part of the larger effort to go after Saddam Hussein and his sons. You'll recall the United States has been burned on at least two occasions that we know of when they had gotten intelligence indicating Saddam was somewhere, carried out an operation, and did not get him, apparently because at the last minute he somehow got word U.S. forces were closing in on him. This has made U.S. officials very reluctant to talk about anything concerning Saddam Hussein, even when it happened 5 days ago. And what happened over the weekend was that The Observer, a British newspaper, reported this convoy attack as an attempt to kill Saddam. An official I spoke with said U.S. forces, in fact, had received intelligence about, quote, someone near the border, unquote. That's all I could get from this official. He said the target of this attack was people associated with the regime leadership. So they're still being very cagey about this. It may very well have been that Saddam was the target of this attack. It is possible that they will be carrying out DNA analysis of the bodies at the scene. There is a team standing by to identify the bodies through DNA analysis, but it apparently hasn't happened yet. That suggests to me it's by no means certain that Saddam was in the convoy.
Are defense officials saying how the convoy came to their attention in the first place?
Only that they received this information about somebody on the border. They won't say where that information came from. But remember that last Monday, Abid Hamid Mahmoud, who was Saddam's personal secretary, was captured. And separately, another defense official told me today that Mahmoud is cooperating. There were reports this weekend that he's told U.S. interrogators that Saddam and his sons survived the war and that he is providing some information that could be useful in the hunt for Saddam. We also know that since this guy's capture, an elite U.S. military unit known as Task Force 20 has been leading what I'm told is a very aggressive manhunt for Saddam and his sons. I think we can assume this operation last week reflects that activity.
Tom, where exactly did this attack on the convoy take place?
Well, they say it took place near the Syrian border. They won't say which side of the border it took place on. In fact, Melissa, one official here told me that when you hear from the U.S. government that they're not sure which side of the border it took place on, that probably means it happened inside Syria. They just don't want to say. An interesting point here, though, is that in the course of this operation, U.S. forces actually got in a firefight with Syrian border guards. Five Syrians were injured, three of them seriously enough to require medical treatment. So this was not a surgical missile strike from an unmanned aircraft, as some initial reports suggested. I'm told that this was a big operation involving multiple aircraft, including helicopters, at least one AC-130 gunship going after this convoy. In addition to the Syrian border guards who were taken away for medical treatment, about 20 other people were taken into custody. Most of them, however, were released after it was determined they weren't a threat.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Tom Gelton at the Pentagon.